Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciple Jude, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Usually, for every day, you know, for our mass readings, they're set. We follow, you know, a certain cycle that tells us what the readings for the day. But for days like this, civic holidays, the church gives us an option of readings to choose from. So as yesterday I was looking through these different options, trying to choose, you know, the readings for today, two words stood out to me from all the readings that I looked at: wisdom and understanding. And both our first and second reading talks about wisdom and understanding. And I think they stood out to me is because I think that's what we need most of all at this time in our nation, in our own lives. We need wisdom and understanding. I came to the United States 46 years ago as a student, and later on I became a citizen. And despite all the challenges we have in our nation at this time, yet it is one of the best countries, and I'm proud to be a U.S. citizen and to live here. And I think for us who immigrate from other countries, we have something to compare to, and we appreciate more living in the United States, maybe someone who lived all their lives in the United States, were born here. But yet, looking at my 46 years in the United States, I feel and I see that we're moving from being the United States of America to becoming the divided states of America. And again, based on my experience from my birth country, division does not lead to a good result. Divisions are dangerous, whether it's on a national level, whether it's on a church level, a community level, even on an independent level, on a personal level. If we are divided people, then our hearts are going to be very stressful, very difficult. And what we need is wisdom and understanding. And what's interesting in both those first two readings is both Solomon and James tells us that the wisdom that we need to seek and look for does not come from this world. It's not human wisdom. Solomon turns to God. God asks him in a dream, "What do you want me to give to you?" as he becomes the king. And he says, "A wise and understanding heart." We need wisdom. The problems we're dealing with as a country that divides us are complicated. They're not easy to solve. And we need wisdom as God's children, as disciples of Jesus Christ, to know how to navigate ourselves in this world that's tearing us apart and help our nation to move forward and be united again, more united than it is now. We need wisdom from above. And that wisdom has been personified in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the wisdom of God in person. His words and his example are the wisdom that we're called to seek and to search for and to implement in whatever situations we find ourselves in. But wisdom is not enough. We need understanding of the other party, whatever that other party could be. Maybe it's our spouse, maybe it's our coworker, maybe it's a political party different from us, maybe it's different, you know, people in the church who have different, you know, ecclesiologies. We need understanding because there too are God's children, and Jesus died for them just like he died for us. We might differ from them on various topics, various things, but still we need to have understanding from where they're coming from, why they believe what they believe or practice what they practice. Without that understanding, then we can kind of abuse our wisdom and take it as something, well, I know better than you are because I'm following the wisdom of God and you're not. We're already judging others and creating those divisions. James talked about selfish ambition. And sometimes those selfish ambitions could be about being, I'm more Catholic than you are, or I'm more religious than you are, or I'm a better person than you are. We need to die to our selfishness, no matter what form it takes, and try to work for the common good, the love that Jesus calls us to. That's how we can change the world. That's how we can make our nation move forward in a more united path for all of us to follow. We need the help of God, the help of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells us in the gospel, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything. So we have that assurance from Jesus. Do we seek that gift from the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom and understanding? That should be our prayer every day, because it starts with each one of us. The more we grow in wisdom and understanding, the more we live the words of Jesus as he told us, then we'll find that peace that we all seek and looking for. But it has to start with us, with following more closely Jesus, to be his disciples, to be one of those 72 that he sent out, as we heard in the gospel today, proclaiming that wisdom, that understanding, trusting that we will have peace, we have nothing to fear, because the Holy Spirit is with us. That's how we become and live in that freedom that we all desire. It's not the freedom of either or. It's the freedom both and, the freedom that unites us together in the commandments of love that Jesus gave us.